Welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope, here with a StarCast edition for the 9th of November 2021, covering the Strange Arrangement event. This is kind of part two. I described this event in the previous edition. I'm going to leave both of them up top. There's also a YouTube, and on our YouTube channel, planetwaves.tv. And finally, there is a new article about this on the front page of planetwaves.net. If I'm covering something in four places at once, you can assume that I give it a very high relevance and a need for attention. First, speaking personally, let me just give a recap of this event. As you probably know, Saturn is in early Aquarius, hanging out at 7.5 degrees, and what is forming now is a conjunction of Mercury and Mars in Scorpio at 7.5 degrees of Scorpio, and then tomorrow the Moon is going to sweep through Aquarius and make a conjunction to Saturn, and all four points are going to line up at, all four points are going to line up at once. So at this stage, I'm recording on late Tuesday afternoon, there is a lot of tension in the air, kind of a static electricity, as this aspect pattern gets ready to discharge. So you can think of it as holding a lot of tension and a lot of energy, and then as the two conjunctions form in a square to one another, the thing releases its energy. So everyone's feeling this. Likely that critters are also feeling it. The sensation is something like an earthquake approaching or some kind of a large-scale incident occurring. I can't say that something is going to happen. I don't want to predict that. But what I can say is that based on other patterns I've seen and the results that they have gotten, that there is something that is looking to discharge or give or release in some way. Now, I would remind everyone that perhaps, needless to say, we live in a very tense time in history, and nearly all of us are being pushed to or beyond our limits. I am here to remind you that events have transpired the past 2 years that most people have not got the slightest idea what has happened, and are still convinced they are dodging some kind of very dangerous flu virus or something like this, and lining up to get their babies injected with a preparation that includes heart attack medication in an injection for a child 5 to 11 years old. And this injection is so good for us that they have to threaten to fire you from perhaps your career of 20 or 30 years if you don't get it. And I would propose that if something really were good for people, it would be obvious and they would not need to be coerced, threatened, or bribed. So what we're seeing is going on in the middle of this, and everyone is just stretched to their limits, and there's many different things going on, including people having lost their friends and being alienated from their families, and this is not an easy time. And so this aspect in the middle of it is it just looks and feels like a precipitating event that could create some kind of a knock-on effect or cascade effect. Okay, so that is part one, that we are living, we're going to live through this, come what may, whatever might happen tomorrow. And in the day after, I don't think that this aspect has a window of more than 48 or a bit fewer hours. The thing I wanted to check, though, is the time when the moon enters Aquarius. Position, moon enters Aquarius. So that's it. Tonight, the moon enters Aquarius at 10:02:59 p.m. Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time. Again, 10:02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the moon makes its ingress into Aquarius and begins this process, which will, again, unfold over the following 24 to 36 hours. Now, as far as an interpretation of this goes, and, you know, I keep kind of redeveloping the same basic astrological theory, and there are a lot of elements to the astrology that support it and that describe it in different ways. But what we really have is a situation where not only are individual people being pitted against one another, but the individual and this obscure kind of collective are being thrust into conflict. And we are being made to think that it is our neighbors who really want us to do a certain thing, but the reality is that our neighbors are under the influence of a 24/7 propaganda campaign, and someone is behind that propaganda campaign. Someone is doing this. I know it seems like it's all just happening, but the only way that you could think it's all just happening is if you've never been involved in public policy on a high level, if you have never been involved in a campaign of any kind, whether it's an ad or marketing campaign or whether it's a political campaign of some kind, to understand the kind of coordination that is necessary to engage something like this. It can all just seem to be interesting, you know, when different ads start popping up and, you know, you start to notice things coming up on your YouTube at the same time that you notice them coming up on maybe on television. Then you see you're flipping through one of the few remaining magazines and you see an ad, and then you realize, oh, maybe you don't even realize that there's some kind of a coordinated thing going on. But there is. And it's easy to pretend, but I think that part of what this Mars, Mercury, Moon, Saturn is talking about is the extent to which people are having to contain their denial and having to contain their observations and what they are noticing and what they are their senses are telling them, and to kind of hold this to be, you know, pretend that it's not happening. That is very, very stressful. It is not easy to hold what psychologists call cognitive dissonance, where you know one thing, but you shove it to the back of your mind and you pretend another thing is going on. And regardless of the source of all of this, what we are getting is the individual in this chart represented by Mars and the social pattern represented by Saturn in Aquarius. And in a way, a chart with four elements lining up at exactly the same time is too complex to even get a thorough reading on, and I haven't even gone out to the asteroids at 7.5 degrees of the other fixed signs. I'm going to do that when I finish recording, and if necessary, I will add some more. But we pretty much have what we need here. This is suggesting that the individual represented by Mars is colliding with the social pattern described by Saturn in Aquarius, and then very briefly by the Moon in Aquarius, and so. The square pattern is one of maximum tension and the maximum energy. I think that of all the aspects, the conjunction and the square are the realest of them. They're the closest to some kind of a natural phenomenon. That's a long conversation, but I will just stick with that assessment for now. And it is a kind of a blunt force. I mean, the presence of Mars in Scorpio has a tremendous dignity, according to classical astrology, because Mars is the ruler of Scorpio, and Saturn is in a similar position as the ruler of Aquarius in classical astrology. And so you have two planets in their domicile making this high tension clash with one another. And I would remind you that it is my observation that the square starts as an internal dynamic that is then often projected outward rather than an external dynamic that is introjected or taken inward. And so we are looking at something that is describing the mental state of people on the planet right now. And we can see more about the mental state because Mercury is involved. Mercury is in this conjunction with Mars. And that alone is about anger. It is about being very decisive. It is about perhaps thinking too fast. But everyone's had a long time to think about this. And what it seems to me like is just something just reaches its limit. Perhaps many things and many people reach their limit and really feel this maximum point of frustration. Now, the release point of all this, the next thing that happens, at least involving Saturn, is that Saturn is moving into an aspect with Chiron. Chiron is in Aries. And Chiron in Aries is another image of the individual, their thoughts, their feeling, their healing process, their experience of them of themselves. And you might say that retrograde Chiron in Aries is a higher vibration than Mars in Scorpio, because it is seeking self-actualization. There's a spiritual quality to Chiron that Mars does not have. There's a self-aware quality to Aries that Scorpio doesn't have. Scorpio can get very mingled up in what it thinks that other people think. And so in the next act, and we get a little taste of this tomorrow as the moon makes a sextile to Chiron, but at the end of the month, around the 26th or so, Saturn moves in to a sextile with Chiron. And this is a more wholesome alignment of the Aquarius principle and the Aries principle. It is a slower moving alignment. It's been taking weeks to get this far. It's going to take weeks to complete the aspect, and it's going to stay. It will continue to have an effect for some time after the aspect is exact last week of November. And this represents an opportunity to really see the places where individuals need to align with the collective demands of society, to observe ourselves and notice where we have to make adjustments. And I would remind everyone, as I said in my article, which I really am able to give more of the details, this is the kind of aspect pattern that lends itself a little bit better to written analysis than to oral or video, but I have provided a lot of all of the above. But if you go to planetwaves.net, you'll see the article is called Strange Arrangement. And in there, I describe the way in which the notion of the individual and the notion of the collective or society or the social pattern are two different things. Now, they are related to one another, but they are distinctly different things, and they need to be treated as such because I'm concerned that there's quite a bit of conflation of the two of them, and this idea that we have to give up our freedom to be safe is in itself a very dangerous situation. There is nothing safe about giving up your freedom in order to be safe, and that is the very essence of the con job, and it would seem the people who are trying to do this are the very ones who are generating this sense of threat and thrusting it upon us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now, going on for 2 years, constantly reminding us how afraid we're supposed to be. All right, if you're interested further, check out that YouTube. It's right on planetwaves.tv or the StarCast page, and on the front page of planetwaves.net, you will see my article called Strange Arrangement. There's also a new horoscope. We're supported by you, our subscribers. Thank you for signing up. Signing off from Kingston, New York at 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. This is Eric Francis. Bye for now.